The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Before we get started, I wanted to let you know some really exciting news. My new book, The 1-3-1 Method, which I've been working on for 3 years, is now available for pre-order. You can find it at Barnes & Noble and also Amazon.com. And of course, you can go into your local mom and pop bookstore and ask them to order it for you. When you do place your pre-order for the book, I want to reward you and help you get started immediately with your mindset. All you do is go to 131book, write that down, 131book.com. You'll enter your email address and your order number, and immediately, like that minute, I will send you this free mindset coaching program that I've created as a bonus, as my thank you to you for pre-ordering the book, for supporting me, for being with me along this very, very important, very personal journey. I am so committed to helping you get healthy from the inside out, improving your gut health, and creating a customized approach that works without the fads, without the gimmicks, something that you can do for the rest of your life and change the legacy of health in your family. But you know what? It starts with mindset. So please take advantage of this free bonus. It's a $97 value, and it's yours by going to 131book.com for more details. All right, enjoy the show, but don't forget 131book.com. Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media, or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. Hey guys, we are back together with ideas for you to make money online. Quick ideas. You ready for this, Brock?
Very ready for this. You ready for this, Shalene?
Oh, what makes you think you can call me by my first name, son?
Because it's a podcast, so it has to be very formal.
Oh, Lordy. I can still ground you. So we haven't seen each other's list. What we thought we would do, I said, okay, I'm going to have somebody in mind who I know isn't interested in owning a business, but they've got whatever it takes to create additional income online. And I've got this like one person in mind, and Brock, you have like one person in mind?
Yep, my person is just a college student, first of all. And then also I have a little bit of a list of like some ideas for myself.
Okay, cool. So we're gonna just rattle off ideas. We're not gonna go into them really deep. Just quick ways that you can make money online, and it's up to you to do the additional resource. Of course, we're always gonna recommend that a great place to start is the Marketing Impact Academy. That is a program. If we're really talking about how to go from idea to making quick cash online to developing something that's bigger and additional streams of income, that's your go-to. The Marketing Impact Academy is designed to take you from nuts to bolts and give you everything you need at every stage of business development, but not just business development, like literally just making money online. Okay, enough. Let's get to the ideas.
All right, my first one is private one-on-one coaching lessons.
So this person would provide coaching lessons?
Like, yeah.
What kind of coaching?
Oh, okay. So you want really specifics. Okay. So private one-on-one football lessons.
Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. In so, whatever position they play.
All right. That's helpful. So like maybe is this, so coaching idea is something someone could do even if they weren't a college athlete. Like let's say you're really great at soccer in high school. You could, you know, even if you're in a, whatever, haven't played in years, you could still coach elementary school kids, and because parents, man, they'll pay top dollar.
You didn't even have to be that great of a player. You know, they say that they say those who can't play coach. So even if you're not the best player, if you just know some good techniques or you had some great coaches who taught you some great things, pass it along.
Okay, here's mine. Reselling clothing.
I do this.
Poshmark. What are some other sites?
Mercari, Upsell, Letgo.
Oh, yeah.
Craigslist. There's lots of apps.
I guess now even on Facebook.
There's so many apps. Instagram, you can do it on Instagram.
Oh, that's true.
There are so many apps that, I mean, you don't need an app. Literally, you could go on Instagram and just start posting your stuff on your stories.
Like, there's so many things that you can sell. There's things around your house, you know, declutter, become a minimalist and start selling some stuff. You're up next.
Okay, but first a quick story about that.
Okay.
Because do you remember, I did that my junior and senior year of high school.
I do.
And it actually made me quite a pretty penny.
I know, I wasn't very happy about it because a lot of the, like, nice gifts we bought you, I'm like, hey, Brock, where's that one shirt? You're like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I sold it.
Sold all my GoPros. Really regret that one because now I'm renting a GoPro. But yeah, it helped, you okay. know, with college money. It helped. Okay, so I'm up. My next one is kind of along the lines of the first one, and that is having mini camps. So rather than just one-on-one private coaching, having like small group private coaching, kind of like a boot camp type of thing.
Oh, that's smart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mini mm-hmm. boot camp. Mm-hmm. One of our friends just did that last weekend. She had 30 people show up.
30 people.
30 people. And she just like basically talked about it a few times on Facebook. Okay, mine is using Etsy to sell just about anything. So I just recently got a gift from a friend and I'm like, girl, you need to sell these on Etsy. So she took here, I'll show it to you, Brock.
Okay.
And we'll describe it for the rest of you. So she took my favorite color pink and then she put 50 words that she felt described me and then just, you know, using a random font, kind of like a word cloud. And she did them all different shades of pink on a white page. And then she had it framed in a white frame with a white background. So the frame itself is, you know, like whatever. If you found an inexpensive frame, you could probably do it for $6 to $10. And then it's the paper. And you could sell something like this for easily $30 because it's personalized. So it says words like storyteller, enterprising, snowboarder, stilettos, ambitious, graceful, committed, street smart, entrepreneurial. That's so funny. Engaging, genius, tough, stylish. I could go on and on. But I'm like, this is such a cool idea. And you could sell these on Etsy or anything else that you are able to make on Etsy, like bows or knitting caps. Go on Etsy if you're ready and excited to spend about 4 hours looking at things you don't need.
Mm-hmm. My next one would be like speaking to small groups. So if you're, you know, I'm thinking specifically of college student athletes. We get lots of opportunities and we have so many great chances to speak to younger kids. So whether that's elementary kids or kids on youth teams or kids from our old high schools, there's so many opportunities to come back and speak. And sometimes you can get paid for some of those.
How about Skype consultations? So whatever knowledge you have, even if you're like, well, can't you find that on YouTube? Of course people can. But when they get it one-on-one from you with the ability to ask questions in a Skype, that's invaluable. You could go on Skype or sell a consultation, a half-hour consultation with you for things like maybe life coaching. In fact, one of our friends, you know this person, Mindy Lawhorn.
Oh, I like her.
She did individual Skype sessions teaching people or consulting with people on how to have hope in a moment of struggle, and it was faith-based. You could do, and I know another person that did this, you don't have to have a website for this. You can just, on social media, say, hey, if anyone's interested in learning what it takes to set up a structured homeschool environment, 30-minute consultation, one-hour consultation, or a series of consultations. Dr. Michaela offers her services so she can reach so many more clients and reach clients at the times when, like on the weekends when her kids are busy and she has some free time, she can make additional income by working with people across the United States via a Skype consultation or a Skype therapy session.
My next one is affiliate gear. So this is something that I have a lot of experience with myself. And the great thing about being an affiliate is we all love products. Like every single person on the planet loves certain products. And we all recommend products to our friends. And most of those products on their company website have some kind of special or deal where you can sign up to become an affiliate so that you can give out some, you know, special code or link. Your audience can get some kind of a discount and then you'll get some money back. Almost every single product, every single business has some kind of affiliate program set up. And if it doesn't, Amazon has their own affiliate program set up. And it's not like you're having to sell. It's not like you're having to create your own product or your own website. You can literally just be like, yo, dude, check out this awesome pair of cleats I got. Here's a link.
An example of that is one of our students, his very first introduction to making money online, Jake Bedard, who's now a Marketing Impact Academy ambassador. When he went through the Marketing Impact Academy, he's like, you know, listen, I'm a college student. I don't have anything really to sell. I don't want to create anything, and I don't have any time. So here's what he did. He did a YouTube tutorial teaching people how to sign up for and create their first website using a hosting service, just a regular website hosting service. He just showed people how to set it up. Now, you might be asking yourself, how did he make money doing that? He had signed up to become an affiliate for them, put an affiliate link below the video so that when people clicked on that to sign up for their own, he was paid a really big commission. I mean, he made, I can't remember how much it was now off the top of my head. I don't want to quote it, but it was sizable, a lot of cash in his first month of promoting that video. Now, here's the best part about it. He does that video once, and it continually made him passive income through his first couple of years in college. So you can create your own tutorial video, unboxing, your review, and like Brock said, so many services, so many apps, so many programs, so many pieces of equipment, your favorite items, they all want to pay you for telling people about your experience with it. And then people use your link to sign up and you get paid.
The best kind of advertising is a referral. So, of course, companies love when you refer their products for them.
Hey, I've got some really exciting news. We are returning. We're back on the road with the Chalene Show Live. In conjunction with my book launch party, I am taping a live episode of the Chalene Show at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills on April 18th. Now, that is a Thursday. Pod Squad, I would love to meet you. This is going to be really special. I mean, they're all really special because I get to meet you and you guys get to meet each other and they're fun. And it's the ultimate girls' night out. And fellas, if you are smart, you should come with your lady or you should come to find yourself the love of your life because I have the smartest, funnest, coolest, most amazing audience and I can't wait for you guys to meet each other. So grab your tickets now. You can find them by going to ChaleneShowLive.com. General admission starts at $39, and I don't know if they'll be available at the time that you're listening to this, but we did make just a few special seats available for people who basically want to spend the day with me and Brett and the team. You'll go to lunch with us. You'll hang out backstage. We'll pop some champagne. You'll help me pick out my outfit. We'll have a good time. You'll meet the drag queen who happens to be emceeing the show. Like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Hey, don't wait. Go to ChaleneShowLive.com and I will see you on Thursday, April 18th.
Next up on my list is recruiting advice. So this is again specifically for like a college athlete. We have so much advice when it comes to the recruiting process and what to expect and that whole situation. And you could apply this to yourself in whatever expertise you have unique advice that you can share based off whatever it is you've gone through. And chances are there's lots of other people who are just a few steps behind or headed in the same direction as you, and they would love your advice.
And you don't need a website or any special tech know-how in order to get started with this. Let's say, for example, somebody wants to consult with you. You don't even have to do it via Skype. You could just have them Venmo or PayPal you a consulting fee and schedule a phone call. All right, my next suggestion is to sign up for a Shopify account. So Shopify is a marketplace where you can basically get a domain for pennies, and it's literally plug and play. It's easier to set up a Shopify site than it is to set up your new iPhone. I'm not even kidding. You can set up a Shopify site and sell just about anything. In fact, the person who makes my homemade lotions, Lovingly Kelly, check it out, lovinglykelly.com. She just started creating these really amazing, all natural, organic lotions, and everyone started asking her for them. And before long, she was like, well, I guess I could do this. Didn't really have any intentions of being a massive business owner, but just really had a passion for creating these things, and everybody was asking about them. So she set up a Shopify, and check it out. You can go buy her amazing lotions yourself by going to lovinglykelly.com.
My next idea is YouTube channels or podcast channels, specifically those with paid advertisements.
And even if you're not big enough yet to get paid advertising, like Brock had mentioned earlier, just doing affiliates, like just reviewing things, talking about things you really do, like pros and cons of things you love. That's a great way to make additional income. And by the way, when I talked about Shopify, you can sell just about anything on Shopify. You can sell meal plans, homework templates, calendars, workout calendars, just about anything you can think of on Shopify, from physical products to services to ebooks and downloadables. My next one is to sign up for a freelance service, like using Fiverr or Upwork, where you're paid to do your expertise or your work on your time. Things like proofreading, graphic design, managing someone's social media, video editing, podcast editing, or even being a virtual assistant.
My next idea is a fun one, and it's renting out, or actually buying, a bounce house or bouncy slide and then renting that out to the other local sororities or parties for when they have events during the spring and summertime.
I'm going to say that's not such a great idea.
It's worked out well for Darius.
Do you know what that idea screams to me?
What does it scream?
A college student who did not think through the liabilities of drunk sorority girls on a bounce house.
Liabilities, schmiabilities.
Lordy, listen, I'm not responsible for his ideas, but there are ideas, you know, and that's the thing. Like we talked about in our previous episode, you got to just throw some stuff out there and see what sticks. Who knows? I could be wrong. This could be like the $1 million, quadrillion-dollar idea. Mm-hmm. I think I'm right, but the point is you've got to just go with it and try and figure it out. It doesn't need to be a smashing success. It just has to give you enough fuel and confidence to go, oh, I know what this could be, or I know what I want to do next, or I know how I could improve this.
And the biggest thing that I've learned in kind of writing down some of these ideas, and specifically in writing down ways that I have created streams of income for myself, is that I probably have 8 to 12 different streams of income that I have that aren't necessarily all active and all pumping. I mean, they're not all the Nile River of streams of income at the same time, but they've all made me, you know, maybe a couple $100 one month or a couple $1,000 this year. And even though I'm not putting in a ton of work into each of them all the time, they're constantly there. And because I've dabbled here and there and I've, you know, I've tried reselling clothes, I've tried one-on-one trainings, team calls, speaking events, advertisements, I've tried all these different things in addition to my business, I have all these flexibility and all this freedom to try out different things and to do whatever I want in my business and feel a little bit more comfortable and secure, knowing that I have these different streams of income.
And what has that done for your money mindset? Like, are you ever worried about being broke?
Oh, no.
And, you know, you can brag it up a little bit. You're 21 and completely self-sufficient, bought your own car, buying your own things. Like, you're completely taking care of yourself. But how has trying all of these different ideas, some of which worked, some of which didn't, how has it helped you build confidence in your money mindset?
Yeah, I feel like I know now and I'm totally secure with the fact that I'm always going to be able to provide for myself. I'm always going to be able to make enough money to provide for whatever life I'm going to live. And I think of it in a very tangible way sometimes. If, you know, maybe I'm out to sushi with my friends and I want to treat everyone to dinner, I can think to myself, oh, well, that's just two more sales of my course. Or, that's just two shirts that I have to sell. Or that's just one one-on-one coaching call that I have to do this month. And I can think of it in terms of that. And then it's like, sheesh, with all these different streams of income and all these different options, I can have fun while doing it. I can keep things unique and flexible. I don't have to be constantly doing the same exact thing every single day.
Do you say sheesh in real life?
I say sheesh all the time. Sheesh is one of my favorite terms. But sheesh, I can, my money mindset is definitely that of an abundance mindset. I'm not, I don't have a scarcity mindset at all when it comes to my financial successes in the future.
Well, that's the deal. Like, you can change your money mindset. You need evidence. You need an evidence file. And evidence comes when you try something, whether it works or doesn't work, it goes in your evidence file. So sit down and come up with your own brainstorming list and then just pick the one that seems like the easiest access, the least amount of friction point of entry for you, and just give it a try. All right, guys, this is really meant to stir up some creative juices for you. We want to hear what you're willing to try. So here is a homework assignment. We want you to reach out to us. You need to tag Brock11 Johnson.
That's me.
11's in the middle of his name, Brock11 Johnson. And Shalene Johnson, tag us and take a screenshot of this podcast and let us know and let your followers know, all right, I'm doing some brainstorming to create some unique ways to make additional income online. This is your starter kit. These are just ideas. I bet you've got some of your own, and we would love to hear them.
Sure.
And until next time, and as always, happy networking.
My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and be done. Y'all, we're done.
Deuces.